And we are launching into hour number three of the Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. We'll start with Ted, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Ted.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind?
I'm not too much. You guys just had the caller call in talking about the government with the not accepting the stimulus money, or excuse me, the Bush checks that got sent out. And, you know, I just wanted to make statements so that everybody knows, you know, the Constitution abides for government and taxes. And the problem is not government. The problem is the problems within government. And that's due to the lack of people being involved.
I mean, I disagree. No, I disagree. I think the problem is government, because what government is force. And using force, initiating force, aggressing against your neighbors, regardless of whatever your goal is, I don't care if it's feeding the poor or whatever it is you want to do, it's not right to do those things. And government, no matter if you put the nicest people in charge of it. And around here in Keene, where we do the show from, there's some nice folks. I mean, one of the city councilors is a very nice lady, but she still voted to steal somebody's house from them.
Oh, and you're absolutely right, and that's just it. It's an abuse of power. Again, it goes back.
But it's not an abuse of power. That's what government does. It's designed to take things, to steal things, and to destroy lives.
I have to agree with my partner here, although I'm more the small government type. I hear a little Constitution worship there, and I'd encourage you. What's that?
I said thank you.
Well, now listen, I'd encourage you to do a little research on the Articles of Confederation. The American people were lied to about the the problems that were going on in the United States, and we just can't solve these problems without more centralized government. So they created, where there was none, they created a bicameral legislature and an executive. Because remember, we didn't have an executive till 1789, when the general who won a war that was over in 1780. Then became the president, and almost lost it for us too. The militia was doing pretty good without George Washington standing troops up and fighting the old European style line to line. But the fact is that the Constitution, it was a big lie in the first place, and it was set up to grow the government to what it looks like now. Why in the world would we have a legislature if they weren't supposed to make laws? If they weren't supposed to make laws, then why would the Ninth and Tenth Amendments even exist? I mean, they already set up all the things the government was supposed to do inside that Ninth and Tenth Amendment, inside the Constitution. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments said that it's not supposed to get any bigger than this. Then why do we need a legislature in the first place?
Well, let me ask you this, gentlemen. I understand the point you're making here, and I see where you're coming from, but here's something that you have to consider. Without some form of structure, and the structure, the intention, in my personal belief and interpretation, you know, is that the intention was there to have a form of government that the people are a part of, and that the people are represented. Let me finish here. The one thing is that we no longer have representatives in our government. We have professional politicians. It has become a business place. They are our servants.
Steve, I don't know that it was. I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and I've said the words that you've said. I just think I've moved beyond that. I'm not sure that that was the intention in the beginning.
What if it
was? Remember the creation of the Democratic Party with Andrew Jackson. The Democratic Republicans, many of the people in the Democratic Republican Party, weren't so keen on every man, all the people being involved in the government in the first place. Remember,
you're absolutely right.
Jefferson was a member of that party.
I always make the argument, too, to people when we talk about the Constitution, that you have to understand that this was set up by a bunch of people who didn't want to pay taxes, owned slaves, and had no problem taking the land from the Indians. So, I'm not going to sit here and say anything's perfect. But when you start trying to radically interpret the Constitution, I personally believe that's where a lot of the problems you know, stem from when you quit calling red red and you start saying, well, it's a shade of chartreuse as well.
I understand. However, these steps have been taken all along. And, when you look at Abraham Lincoln, took huge steps in the fighting of the Civil War, the war between the states, the war of Northern aggression, whatever you want to call it. And now you look at those things and, you know, people say he's a great American for having done it. This government was meant to grow. It was created by people that wanted to see larger government. Yes, there were great men like Thomas Jefferson and Madison who told us some wonderful lies about what the Constitution was supposed to do. Those whole Federalist Papers, those are a fabulous bit of propaganda. But this government, this Constitution that we have, was set up to grow the largest empire the world has ever seen. Now, maybe they didn't know it was going to happen, but that was the result.
Right. It either has authorized the largest empire the world has ever seen, or it was completely powerless to prevent the...
And the Articles of Confederation that came before it were powerless to stop those men from putting in place that Constitution.
Right. It's all just words on paper anyway, right?
Well, let me throw one out at you guys.
All right, go ahead.
I'm a fairly new listener. I do enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Welcome.
What is your alternative, especially with, and here's always been my one argument when I've sat and done in-depth thinking on, you know, the problems within our own country, within our world, it always comes back to the one thing. We're a population that's ever growing, so we constantly expand. There's always going to be more and more people. So what is your solution? What would you propose, and just for this country, as a form of organization, if we'll avoid the word government?
Well, to answer that question, I would like to say that in regards to organization and structure, you used the term structure before, and well, we have to have structure. And I think that you're presuming that in order to have structure, you must have a government. But I don't think that's true. I think that if you want to have structure, let the marketplace handle it. Let the market decide how to allocate the resources that are out there. That's what the market does best. Buyers and sellers getting together, people in search for profit, entrepreneurs getting out there offering products and services. Anything the government does today, whatever service it is that they provide, whether it's, you know, helping the poor or defense or whatever it might be that you happen to be a fan of, all of those things can be done in the marketplace, funded on a voluntary basis. Now, I know Mark's going to say we need a small government to do
certain
things.
I'm not quite willing to go as far as my partner does on this issue.
Thank you.
Okay. I was once where you were, okay? I was once a small government, constitutional kind of guy. And
that doesn't mean you've traveled down the path of sanity.
And then I have come. It's not insane, Mark, to suggest.
I'm only saying that you said you were once where he was, and I'm, you know, that's kind of the statement of, well, you haven't yet learned.
Well,
it's a way of saying I'm awfully wise.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I was once there.
I didn't take it that way. Please finish, though.
Okay. I was once there, and then I came to the conclusion that it's wrong to aggress against my neighbors, even if it is to pay for defense and the police and the justice system or whatever. It's wrong to use aggression against my neighbors, and I will refuse to do it. And I think that the solution is to get away from aggressing against our neighbors. Now, Mark's system, the small government system, is a much less aggressive system, but, you know, that's what they were supposedly starting with the Constitution, was a small, limited government, and it doesn't stay limited.
Can I pause the statement right there?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, when you make the statement aggress, I hear that from you on a fairly regular basis, and every time you say that, I think of the IRS and
that's a good example.
In the taxation and the Fed, that's what I think of when I think of aggress against.
So it's a good example of aggression, but it doesn't end with the IRS. The IRS is just the most obvious example from the federal level. Let's look at the local level. An example of aggression would be that an associate of mine, Andrew Carroll, is going to be put in a jail cell for 9 days up here in New Hampshire because he possessed a piece of plant material in public. So they're aggressing against him, and your local governments are aggressing against you. And that if you don't like what your local government's doing, you tell them.
You're absolutely right. But here's where I go and I disagree with you.
You can tell me that in a moment. We'll bring it back, Ted. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I'm not sure what he's going to disagree with, because you can't disagree that the government is aggression. It is the embodiment of aggression.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. It is an institution that has a monopoly privilege on the use of force.
And that, I think, needs to change. 800-259-9231, because monopolies are unaccountable, and in the case of the government, it can't be stopped. Or maybe it can, with enough disobedience.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is the Saturday edition. It's Ian joining you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. So enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free at freetalklive.com.
And there are lots of reasons why you might want to hide your valuables around your home. Maybe you don't trust these banks. How many banks, dozens of banks have gone under in the last 12 months? StashYourSwag.com. That's S-W-A-G. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home with most with little or no modification, and all the modifications cost less than $50. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you. It's an ebook. It's at StashYourSwag.com, and it's under $7, so it'd be valuable stuff. Certainly less than fees on a bank account. StashYourSwag.com.
All right, so we continue our discussion here with Ted, and we'll also take your calls about whatever you want. Ted is still with us, though, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Somewhat a newer listener to the program, you'd ask, well, you know, talking about all these problems, what's your solution? Of course, my solution is to get rid of the state entirely. Mark would say, well, we need a teeny little state. Of course, I would disagree because in any case, it's always wrong to aggress against your neighbors. And then you were saying you disagreed with something, Ted, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, in what you were saying as far as aggressing against your neighbors, you brought up the point with the gentleman. I take it from the brief statement that he's been incarcerated for possession of some sort.
He will be incarcerated likely on Monday afternoon. He'll have to probably check into the jail.
Well, if you, again, and I'm sure, you know, I'm not sitting here giving a lesson or anything, but if you go back to the Constitution, the purpose and intent of the government is stated clearly to protect life, liberty, okay? And basically, whose liberty are you taking from them? Whose life are you taking? And whose property are you taking when you're sitting at home doing your own business there or, you know, whatnot? And I agree with you on that remark. But the problem, and as far as I see it, is that the people are the power within, and they are not doing anything. We are not being representative. We have not represented. We haven't called our servants home, and you're absolutely right. This is allowed to go out of control because the people aren't saying, no, you're no longer going to be there in that position.
Ted, I agree with what you're saying. However, I also agree that it would be really great if we could propel ourselves to the moon via our own flatulence. The people have not stood up to the government since the government came around. You know, and they're not,
for the most part,
gonna.
Yeah.
I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Like, by and large, here in the United States, like, they don't stand up.
And
well, Bill, actually, I got to argue with you, though, on that one. There was a big standing up by the people back in, I think, 1860 or 1859. So that was, because that was all based on taxes. I mean, we don't have to go in on that.
But you're misstating it to say that it was all based on taxes. Certainly, taxes were the impetus for the working man to get behind the idea of the Confederacy. However, four of the states in their letters of secession mentioned slavery by name as the reason that they were seceding. So, yeah, states' rights and, taxation was certainly an issue when states decided to stand up and leave the Union. However, I think that they made probably wasn't a good idea to shoot on Fort Sumter, you know, fire on Fort Sumter, you know?
Exactly. And you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, the people did stand up at one point. I'm not saying by any means that I agree with slavery. And that, again, like I stated earlier about the founding fathers, it's like this. There's too much right now, and there has to be something there. I think, you know, we talk about the people not taking part. Well, if there was no government, these same people that don't take part, what do you envision would happen if there was no form of structure for people to get involved and actually, you know, provide.
You're not seeing this, I guess, and maybe I just haven't communicated effectively. In which case, I would recommend
it's a difficult concept to communicate, and that's one of the reasons why I don't advocate this position. Simply, it's very difficult.
Right. So you're trying to imagine what the world would be like without a monopolistic, violent gang out there somewhere telling you how to live your life. And I understand that you're saying to me that, well, I don't want them telling me so much how to live my life. I only want them to tell me a little bit and, you know, let me feel like I'm taking part in the process of telling me how to live my life. But in the absence of that violent gang, everything would go on mostly as it does today. I mean, the fact is that gang isn't everywhere, so people believe that, oh, if the government goes away, then there's going to be people out there killing in the streets. Well, we already have that today with the government.
Correct.
And the government actually inhibits people from defending themselves in many places by prohibiting them from possessing firearms and things like that. that. So in the absence of the government, in the absence of the violent monopoly, which is all the government is, its services would be replaced by people who are in search of a profit, by business owners who really would be servants, in that if they were serving you in a way you didn't like, you could fire them. You could say, you know what, your protection services, right, your protection services suck, and I'm not going to buy your services anymore. I'm going across town, and I'm going to buy the competing service. Now, while it's true you can hire private security today, most people don't do that because they've already paid into the government system, and they believe that the government is going to keep them safe, when in reality, all the government does is come by and clean up the mess after it's all said and done.
That's not entirely true, okay?
For the most part, it is.
The existence of a police force does deter a certain level of crime.
And in the absence of the government police force, we would have the existence of market-based protection agencies
who would only be incentivized to protect their customers.
No,
so therefore, they, you know, somebody might be breaking into a next door, your next door neighbor, but that but your security firm's like,
no,
I don't care.
You don't know what their incentives would be like. You're not a business. You're not an entrepreneur in that particular field. Perhaps their incentive would be to get a good name for themselves in providing good service and good protection services, and that they would do charitable protections. You know, you have no idea how the marketplace would structure these things. And so that's all.
Do you call these charitable protections assault and aggravated assault and aggravated battery, or do you call them charitable possession? I'm kind of.
Well, what are you talking about?
You're aggressing on somebody you don't have a contract to aggress on. You are acting as the agent of
aggressing on someone you don't have a contract to aggress on?
That's correct.
Well,
Wait, just a second. My partner in his imaginary little world that he loves to talk about, fails to mention some things. Okay, if I've got a security agency that's guarding my house, but they're not contracted to guard the next door neighbor's house, there's a burglar breaking into the next door neighbor's house. If they go after that burglar, they are an unlicensed agent.
Exactly.
Acting on behalf of my neighbor. That makes them criminals. Do you understand? I go after you and I bop you on the head because you're stealing from somebody else, I've got no reason to do that. I'm aggressing against you.
Without a structure of some form of structured organized government, that's exactly right. And let me just, I'm going to make this statement and then I'm going to go off so you gentlemen can take some more callers. I just wanted to say this. Do you feel the representatives in Washington that are part of the federal government and possibly a large portion of the representatives within your own state and localities, do you feel that they actually represent you? And if the answer is no, that's where I base my whole argument. The people are
no, and they never could
have themselves represented.
They could never represent.
And I like what you're saying about a marketplace. Okay, I've never really thought about that.
Good. Here's what you can do, Ted.
Like
Ted, here's an idea. Go online. Go to book.freetalklive.com.
That's book, B-O-O-K.
Right, and you can download a free copy of The Market for Liberty, which we'll talk a whole lot more in detail about what it is I'm mentioning here. And I thank you for the call.
It's not just a copy. It's an audio book, so you don't actually have to read something online.
That's
you can take it with you, put it in an MP3 player.
You can do that, yes.
You can listen to it at work, whatever you want to do.
But I want to find out how it is stopping a criminal who has just stolen from somebody's house is aggressing against the person who owns the home. I want you to explain that to me in a moment, Mark, because I must have misunderstood you.
It's not the person in the
home. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Free Talk Live, it's the Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and that includes the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get an interactive edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website, WIKI Wiki. .freetalklive.com. We are going to get back to the calls, but just briefly, I wanted to try to understand what you said during the last segment, Mark. Of course, you were vociferously defending your idea of the small state that only robs and steals to provide for only a few services. And, of course, one of your favorite services to have your tiny little state provide for is protection services and judicial services. And we were talking about, I was talking about my idea of market-based protection, where you'd actually have competing enterprises that were competing for the market's dollars in order to provide the best protection services at the lowest rates and, you know, have a variety of different options in the marketplace instead of this dumb one-size-fits-all bureaucracy that we have today.
You're not going to get an argument from me that we have a dumb one-size-fits-all bureaucracy.
And so you said, well, what if somebody's breaking into my next-door neighbor's house? Because I suggested that, well, you'd asked, okay, well, what if the next-door neighbor doesn't have any insurance or any protection?
No, I did not. That isn't necessarily the case that I'm talking about.
Or has a different one?
Right, has a different protection agency, as you call these mercenaries.
A different agency. You notice somebody, you're a competing protection agent. You notice somebody breaking into that home. What would your incentive be to stop that crime from happening?
Well, I'd like to point out that I don't like talking about this whole fantasy world of yours where the sky is brighter and the rainbows last longer and everybody's peaceful and nobody hurts each other.
That's nonsense.
because the government's gone.
I never said that.
I will tell you.
I never said it was utopia.
I am of the opinion that the simple existence of a police force deters a certain amount of crime. Now I don't know how much that crime is, and I do believe that the police force and the government apparatus itself creates far more crime than it protects us from.
Yeah.
I'm of that opinion. However, I think that, you know, on local levels, we can have small policing organizations that will then, you know, handle all these problems. I'd love to see you and your little happy land over there, you know, across some border that I could watch and see how peaceful anarchy manages to, you know, just spread.
Voluntary society.
Whatever term you want to use. But the point that I was making is, suppose you have a piece of property and I am your protection agent.
Okay.
I'm asking you, what is my incentive to protect the property that is next doors to yours if for whatever reason I'm making my little rounds and I happen to see somebody burglarizing the house next door? That's
your
what
incentive
my
is to show people that you're a good protection agent and that you want business and that you're reaching out to stop the criminals.
It seems obvious to me. I see what you're saying, you know, and certainly there are plenty of examples of companies out there that provide their services free to people in need. Mm-hmm. And now this person would have their own protection agency. And I might say
maybe not.
Likely they would, okay, because they'd want to be protected. But, you know, they have their own protection agency, and I'd likely say to myself, it's possible I could say to myself, you know, they've got their own agency, and if their agency isn't protecting them, well, maybe they'll be more likely to come to me after they get their house robbed.
You could say that to yourself, and, Mark. If that's the kind of businessman you are, then that's your business.
I'm just saying that
maybe you won't have clients.
I'm incentivized to do the opposite from a financial standpoint, and people often do the things that they're incentivized.
Wait a minute.
However, my question to you is this, is what if, aren't I really exposing myself as this protection agency by just going out and doing this, you know, uncontracted, you know, takedown of this person that's doing the burglaries? Aren't I exposing myself to all kinds of problems? I mean, you're talking about violence here, violence that could hurt somebody, violence that could damage them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, well,
Now, in this free market world of yours, would I be responsible for damages that I, you know, incurred on an innocent party?
Of course you should be.
Now,
today, well, you've asked the question now.
In this world, where I'm responsible for these damages that I've caused on other people, like how would I get out of those if I wasn't able to pay? Suppose I broke this person's arm and made it so that I could never play the concert piano again, where they were earning millions of dollars. Well, will you think my insurance company would protect me when I was doing an unauthorized call and uncontracted?
I don't think my insurance company would say
that was a good idea. They'd probably say to themselves, "You're not doing your job."
As I've explained to you.
What you're trying to do is sell every man, woman, and child into slavery.
What I've explained to you before is that in the marketplace you have competition, and when these agencies are making arrests for crimes that have been committed, they have to make sure that they're doing the right thing. They have to make sure they've got the right guy. Whereas today, with a government system, if they get the wrong guy and that guy sits in jail for 10 years, then it's too bad. Well, we're letting you out, and that's about all we're going to do for you. That's the best that happens in that particular case. But in the marketplace, if the protection agency makes a mistake and they snag the wrong guy, for instance, then their reputation is on the line, and they are responsible for making good, and that could destroy their business. So you're right. They would have to be very cautious and ensure.
Not just destroy their business, they're responsible for paying this. Now, what happens if I don't have the money to pay for it, Ian?
They would have to. Hold on now, you can come back to that in just a moment. They would be responsible for making good on anything that they screwed up. And so, yeah, they'd have to be cautious about it. But if you, as an agent, were certain that you were witnessing a crime being committed and you were certain that you felt that you could, you had the right guy or you were in the right situation, then I don't think there would be anything stopping you from doing, intervening in that case. If
you were just to talk to some cops, that, you know, they would talk to you about how eyewitnesses are some of the worst people to have as far as evidence goes.
If somebody's pulling a gun out in a fast food joint, I don't think that really there's any issue there. And I think there would be no problem with you as a competing agent who happened to be behind the guy in line putting a stop to that situation.
I understand where you're coming from. So you're saying anytime that somebody pulls out a gun that person is likely to shoot someone?
Yeah, if they're threatening someone with it, absolutely.
How do you know? What's a threat exactly?
Give me all your money.
Well, that sounds like a pretty overt threat.
Yeah.
However, there are plenty of times when, you know, you're not exactly sure what's going on.
Right. If somebody pulls out a gun and points it at the cashier at a restaurant,
I believe that
you should be pretty certain of what's going on.
Here,
Mark,
in the state of New Hampshire, open carry is considered it's a right. And
yeah, but you don't get to fondle your gun.
That went into the city
open
council.
Carry
listen to me. There's some city council meetings where some activists carried open carried into the that meeting.
They didn't point the guns at anyone.
No.
I'm talking about threatening people, Mark.
Look,
there's a difference.
People feel threatened under different circumstances, Ian. If somebody who feels threatened pulls out a gun and shoots somebody, then there needs to be an arbiter there.
You can just keep making up these stupid what if scenarios.
These are pretty clear.
It's nonsense.
This is not nonsense. We're not talking about
the marketplace will determine what is and what is not a threatening action, and I don't think most people
an unfettered marketplace will return us to a system where the rich own the poor. Nope.
That's the most laughable thing you've said all night tonight. Right now, that's the system that we have, Mark.
We do.
Right now, we have a system where the rich are in
control. However,
so what are you arguing for?
Oh, I'm arguing for more freedom for everybody.
That's what I'm pointing out. The marketplace is the most freedom, Mark. You're saying that, we need to have a tiny little government. But who's to say that the rich won't be in charge of that too, Mark?
Likely they will.
1-800-259-9231. So, in the marketplace of protection, the protection agencies will be competing to provide the best services at the lowest prices.
Is it really a good idea?
Why wouldn't you want that?
Is it really a good idea?
Because you're scared, Mark? Because you're scared of letting go?
People that agree with you on 98% of the issues?
You're afraid.
I'm not afraid of letting go.
You're afraid. You're frightened of letting go of your precious government system.
I'm not afraid because your little magic world is never going to exist.
Your precious government system with your monopoly on violence, Mark, and aggressing against your neighbors. You're afraid to let it go because you're afraid of some crime that might possibly be committed in the future.
Are you telling me the crime isn't being committed?
I'm telling you crime is being committed. I don't understand what your point is here.
Look, man, all the examples I've used with you tonight are everyday examples. There's nothing weird or absurd about it, and that's what you pull out every time. As though I'm talking about dragons attacking your castle or something. I'm talking about burglary. It happens everywhere in the United States
every day. Yeah, and the cops don't do anything about it for the most part.
By and large, they don't.
Right. So
you are responsible for protecting your home. Absolutely true.
That is correct. And I didn't say you could count on a competing agency to protect your home if you're in trouble. I didn't say you could guarantee that would happen. I just said that there's a possibility that some agencies may help people out. I said there's a chance that people might be helped out. And you were trying to pretend like nobody would do anything at all. Like nobody would be charitable. None of these businesses would do anything to do the right thing.
The system is going to incentivize people to not be charitable in that aspect.
That's nonsense. That's what I'm saying is absurd. That's like saying that, because Walmart is greedy, they're not going to help people after Hurricane Katrina. Well, it's because Walmart wants to make money that they help people and they spread their good name. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHome45.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHome45.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. And IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Mark the Fascist, 1-800-259-9231.
At least I know how to host a talk show. You should have been taking those calls.
I was so close to turning your microphone off. You were getting out of control.
I'm the fascist.
You were out of control.
You're going to shut down my microphone and stop freedom of speech, and I'm the fascist.
There's no freedom of speech on this show. It's all an illusion. We continue taking your calls about anything. We'll talk to John in Texas. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just listened to you guys. Very interesting. I want to bring up something about the boogeyman flu that everyone's horrified about.
Sure.
Okay, well, I don't know what it is with people. I've tried to discuss it with them, and it's almost a mass denial. It's ridiculous. I've told people they tried to pull the same scare in 1976. And showed them proof. And another thing is about drug companies trying to profit off vaccines and all those other things. I pointed to a case with Bayer in 2006 that they were giving some sort of drug to hemophiliacs that was tainted with HIV virus, with live HIV virus.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it off the U.S. market and dumped it on European and Asian markets. And Latin American markets, and I think several government officials from France actually went to prison for distributing this, but no Bayer executives from the U.S. were even arrested or charged. And people ask me, well, what does that have to do with swine flu? Well, what it has to do with swine flu is it just gives you an idea of how money hungry these people are. They'll stop at nothing to turn a profit. What do you think of this?
Well, I think that, certainly some of the things the drug companies do are useful. Obviously, a lot of the drugs, a lot of people use them on a regular basis, and they do get relief from them. But on the other hand, certainly these people are in search of profits. And if there is a system set up, as there is, that insulates them from competition, then they are not going to be as likely to be as honest as they might otherwise be. If they had a whole bunch of competitors in the marketplace pointing out what they're doing that's wrong and offering better products at lower prices, then they would be checked. Their greed would be checked by competition. But what they have is a cabal situation where they've got a government agency that is regulating their business, the FDA, and essentially preventing upstart startups and new business from coming into the pharmaceutical field, meaning those existing companies, the few of them that there are very insulated from competition and so are relatively free.
I have one more thing about police.
Go ahead.
I was listening to you guys talk, and I don't know which one of you was stating about that was into the marketplace regulating a lot of things.
That's me, Ian.
Okay, well, I would have to agree with that for the simple fact that because the marketplace does not regulate anything anymore nowadays, probably 85% of everything is government controlled.
Mm-hmm.
There
Pretty
is
close.
No accountability with the police department, with pharmaceuticals. All it is a big, they might have to pay $20 million in lawsuits, but profit-wise, they made $300 million, so they don't care. And there's no accountability. All the competition is suppressed.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
They're bought out. And with market regulation, especially with the law enforcement, and I heard you guys, and it really made sense, whoever stated that the police only show up after the fact, and I could vouch from experience. I've been burglarized before,
right.
And I could vouch from experience. All they do, they show up, write you a little report,
mm-hmm.
and basically, I don't know if it was classified as a burglary or robbery, but somebody basically tried to rob me, and they basically showed up, wrote a little report, and they said they ended up catching the guy because I had chased him down
oh, really?
The street. And basically, they said that if they couldn't do anything, but if I wanted to press charges, then they could arrest him. And I asked them I knew the answer, but I just asked them just to be facetious. I asked them, well, how much is it going to charge? How much are you going to charge for me to have you arrest and press charges? Oh, well, it's I forgot what they said. But anyway, it was over $100 to charge him. I just said, you know what? Just let him go and let him rob someone else, okay? You know?
Wow.
And,
that's amazing that the police were requiring you to press charges in that case when they have no problem whatsoever charging people with all kinds of nonsense like marijuana possession and stuff like that.
Well,
they don't need anybody's permission for that.
I'm of the opinion that that's the right way to handle things, that you should be charging the guy, and the police should be, simply there to escort the gentleman to the courtroom.
Yeah, except they're charging people.
I want to point out to people is to watch out, because the police in various states, I live in Texas, but I've just recently came back from Colorado and I drove there. And what they like to do is, they're so desperate for money at this point. What they like to do is any crime calls, they don't pay, so they're not in a hurry to respond.
Sure.
What they like to do is they like to hang out in parking lots and run people's license plates randomly. And if they have expired tags or anything, now they have in Texas a text tag or something like that, or a text dot, something, or Texas Sure, something that indicates to them after they run your plates whether you have insurance or not. And they will pull you over if it comes out you don't have insurance. And
you're right. They've got a cash register to be ringing. I was listening to the police scanner the other day, and I heard the cops locally just kept pulling people over for stop sign violations.
I think that there's ways to set systems up, even with police forces, where the police are not incentivized to just give out tickets for nothing, and they are incentivized to solve crimes. The first step in that I would do is legalizing drugs so that free people can do what they want with their own bodies, as long as they don't hurt someone else. And
well, you got to understand, if they legalize drugs, what would happen is there would be nobody to point at and say, hey, that's the bad guy there, and that's a big tragedy, and we're the victims. It would just be the government and people, and they would have no scapegoat.
Thanks for the call tonight, John. Good points. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Dave. Hey, what's on your mind?
With every amendment of the Bill of Rights being broken by the federal government, it proves the Constitution's null and void. You can't even use it in a court of law. And they break them amendments by using the power of fear. And with this virus right now, the caller, Lou, he says he wants to put all the Mexicans in quarantine. He wants to use his fear to commit a crime, just like the government does against the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, a crime against humanity.
Right, and people like Lou are a virus to the body of freedom.
Gosh, that's awesome.
and we have to stand up to this. Like with this flu, these germaphobes, they crack me up. 35,000 people died of the flu last year.
Mm-hmm.
45,000 died in a car wreck. And they're going to get in their car, these germaphobes, and drive
yep.
down the road at 70 miles an hour.
Wearing their little mask.
Right then and there. They're insane with their fear. They want to use the fear of this virus is like a cattle prod to corral nations. You watch. They're going to make up so much crazy laws because of this stupid thing, just like with the Patriot Act.
I think you're right about that, Dave.
The war on terror.
Yep, I think you're right.
It's the biggest cattle prod used against mankind. And you know why people don't want to stand up? Like the one guy said they did in the Civil War, 650,000 people dropped, they died because of that. And now people are afraid of that. But there isn't. Because the Second Amendment has been infringed so many times, we can't get no armor piercer, shoulder fired, heat seeker rockets that could take out an armed Cobra or an A-10 Warthog. And until the people get in their minds that they ain't going to do it through violence, we got to get together by the thousands and do what Harold did, man. We hold the pot right in front of them and tell them they ain't going to do
shit. Well, Dave, always good hearing from you, though. So sorry about that.
Well, now we have a dump button.
We do have a dump button now. We've been hitting it like four times this week. I about dumped out some of the things you said earlier just because I didn't like them, but, you know, I'm better than that. All right, so we continue here, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Actually, no, you can't, because we're about out of time for this, the Saturday edition of the program. If you want more of this show, you can always grab the archives over at freetalklive.com or just tune in again on Monday night. We do this weekdays. We do it six nights a week, as a matter of fact. And join us online, freetalklive.com, all kinds of features on the website. We give them all away to you for free. So hoping that you have a super fun weekend here in the remainder of what do you got planned, Mark? You and the wife.
Well, my wife has gets a voyeuristic pleasure out of watching men work. So I'm gonna till the ground outside the house, and she's gonna take the baby and probably sit in a chair and watch.
I apologize to anybody that wasn't able to get on tonight due to our bickering in the remaining segments that we had.
That doesn't sound like a sincere apology.
But
remember, it's Ian that controls that, not me. So
you were the one that you.
I didn't even know people
going,
were on
man.
The line. You
kept
the one
going. You're the one
stuff.
Who started that. We'll see you Monday night. FreeTalkLive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be, but for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.